Yes, you had tears this morning, parents crying, learners crying, and we also have the results, the matric results, and some of the questions that have been raised about that. Earlier we spoke to, well, early in the week, that is, we spoke to UCT professor about the math mark. That was a little bit of a concern, and that is the understatement of 2020. And we asked the question, and we have to reflect on the future of education in South Africa and ask ourselves whether we're doing the right thing for our children. Is the education system doing the right thing for our children? Are our schools preparing learners, your children, your grandchildren, for the future? Or do we need to change a few things? Are we still stuck in that 150-year spiral where we teaching them to, you know, go and work in factories, as some popular YouTube videos would suggest? I personally took my grade 11 son, Tyler, out of school because he needed to skate a competition overseas and is a really decent skateboarder. And the school wouldn't do it. The education department in the Western Cape wouldn't do it. And I said, well, then he's out of school. And he's now in a tuition center where he's doing Cambridge. He's doing business. He's doing travel and tourism. He's doing mathematics. He's doing English and Afrikaans. But at the same time, he is allowed to skate and build his little business that he wants to build. And that's what I decided to do as a parent. But to talk to us about the state of education and the future of education for the first time on the show, and what a pleasure. We absolutely dig his parents, and the fact that, you know, he's a director and a strategist at Mind of a Fox and co-founder of Growing Foxes. We're joined by Mitch Ilbury. Mitch, thank you for joining us on the show.
Hi, great to chat to you.
Great. Now, Mitch, let's talk a little bit about you, and I'm very, very keen to find out more about Growing Foxes. We know of Mind of a Fox through your mom, Chantal Ilbury, and Clem, obviously, but Growing Foxes interests me as well. Just give us a bit of an insight into that.
Yes, you know, I've been working with Clem and Chantal for a number of years now, and often working alongside them at Mind of a Fox, where we go and work with executives and board levels at various companies around the world. And we really saw a deficiency in their strategic thinking ability, even at that level. So I came to them with the idea of saying, well, hold on, we actually need to build the pipeline of skills at a younger age to ensure that people that when they're entering the workforce and working through their career have this ability to think strategically about the future. And so that was really the birth of Growing Foxes. And we've been around for about 2 years now, and it's run through an online program that we go and train the schools, license it to them, and then they run it using this technology platform. And we've had some great uptake from grade schools across the country.
That's phenomenal. So in English, what does it mean to think strategically?
Well, really, it's about setting direction for your future. And, I mean, I can't think of a better point to answer that question than at school, because that's exactly what you're preparing yourself for. It's
Absolutely.
Your life after school. You're setting direction for your future. And that really is what forms the core of the Growing Foxes program. We ask the question, where do you see yourself in 10 years? But in terms of thinking strategically about that future, they need to be aware of how the environment around them is changing rapidly. And so not just have one strategy that they stick to through thick and thin, but rather see the need to adapt when the time comes, and then have the ability to do so.
Creating a level of certainty within the chaos, because that's what we are surrounded by at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. Managing the uncertainty is how we frame it. Yeah.
I like it. So how would you sum up the state of education today, you know, and generally its ability to prepare young minds? You wouldn't have started Growing Foxes if there weren't a bit of a challenge in that side of things.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't know if you remember a number of years ago, there used to be a TV advert with a song that spoke about back to school, back to reality.
Yes.
And ironically, I think it's actually schools that need the reality check at this point in time. Because in order to answer the question of, you know, what is the state of education today, we need to look to the future, because that's what schools are trying to prepare young minds for. So if we look to, say, 2040, there's estimations that the population is going to be over 9 billion. People on the planet, which has huge pressures in terms of food and water security, climate change, the current path that we're on. By 2040, there are going to be no more coral reefs, more frequent and intense droughts, floods and hurricanes. Mm. In terms of technology, it's going to grow at an almost uncontrollable rate. And there's talk of the singularity, which is an inflection point at which technological growth becomes uncontrollable and irreversible and huge unforeseen changes to human civilization. Mm. The projections at that point are going to happen between 2040 and 2050. So kids that are entering high school today, you know, maybe they're 14 years old, 20 years into the future, that makes them 35. So in order to look at our current system today, we've got to ask the question, is the current system preparing young minds for this world that they're going to be entering into?
I mean, I'm interested in the whole singularity argument of 2040, 2050. If one just looks at just general artificial intelligence, achieving general, just general intelligence is very, very, very hard. My personal belief is that people overplay the AI a little bit. Yes, when you do machine learning, it can take hundreds of millions of data points, and if given the correct algorithms, that system trains itself and it becomes phenomenal. But when it comes to general intelligence, a lot of the people out at MIT, Sloan, are saying that that's about 50, 60, maybe even 80 years away. So what would one need in order to achieve this singularity that everybody talks about?
Well, I think the answer to that question is, one, in order to be a fox, you need to not have a reliance on predictions for the future. And so these are kind of estimations that we use to get a better picture of the world ahead of us. But really, we can look back in the past and say the world's always been characterized by change to some degree. Mm. But the current setup, the current world that we're entering into, and the world laid out in our future, is one that's characterized by change at an unprecedented rate. So any kind of projections for the future around when that point will be are obviously hard to predict, but at the same time, we've got to be aware of the potential for the rapid change to be exponential. And so in the next maybe 10 years, it could be technological advances that really make that point come a lot closer than we would otherwise think.
So true. Getting back to schools and preparing young people for the future, we once again make a lot of fuss about the technology, and rightfully so, because of the double exponential growth and how it impacts on us. But a very few people actually concentrate on, you know, the critical thinking side of it, the actually getting to understand human beings. Because these AIs and whatever operate within human systems, and surely you need computer-human systems in order for it to be effective. So what about the things that schools need to do on the whole to be able to facilitate that?
Yeah, so, I mean, interestingly, I was doing a training session chatting to some of the boys at a private school in Durban, and I was talking about the future, and he asked the question, well, are we going to be dumber in the future? So a number of other students laughed, and I asked, well, why did he say that? So he said, well, with all this information available to us and AI and technology doing so much for us, we're going to become lazy in our thinking and potentially be dumber in the future. And I think if schools carry on with this knowledge approach, where they kind of get kids to try and remember stuff and then regurgitate it through exams, then definitely we are going to be dumber in the future. It needs to be a shift towards, well, how do we use the information available to us? How do we use technology in a clever way? And then also developing those soft skills that, you know, AI and technology just can't replicate, you know, using that human element within us and bringing that to the fore.
Where can people go and schools go? And I'm hoping, you know, there are many more schools, principals, people who have influence listening to this. They need to hear more from you, and you need to be doing many more interventions, because I love the work that you guys are doing. What's the website? Where do they find all of this?
Yeah, thanks, Keno. So it's www.growingfoxes.com, and you'll see a whole lot of information about what we do, and that'll have our contact details. And we do a number of talks across the country and then also in the UK as well. So
brilliant.
You know, just get in touch with us, and then we can – and, you know, it's really affordably priced as well, because we understand that that's highly relevant in South African context. And so, yeah, get in touch with us.